Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Man, I'm just appreciative, man. Start having linebackers go down. That period of time when Patrick Queen was unavailable to us was uncomfortable. But that's just the component of it. That's why it's the ultimate team game. I'm just appreciative of the collective efforts.
Mike Tomlin scores another win over the Ravens. He's beaten them in 9 of 12. The Steelers, despite having very bad odds to win the division when the season started because of the Joe Burrow factor in Cincinnati and the Ravens having apparently the greatest roster ever put together in NFL history, thought to be at best a wild card team this season. Now it would take an epic collapse to lose out on the AFC North and the Steelers' first AFC North crown since 2020, following this 27-22 win in Baltimore on Sunday. The Ravens are leaking oil bad. They have an impossible schedule in the final month of the season.
The Steelers could win the division with an 8-9 record, Pony.
The Steelers have the second easiest schedule in the AFC the final month of the year.
What would we say about Tomlin if they actually did just drag themselves in at 8-9?
Yep.
Get a home playoff game, pull a Seahawks with the Beastquake and win it?
Good season is what I would say.
You think Mike happens. Would be sitting there in his office going, ah,
here's
it.
Why I would say that. If I ding them for 13-3 and lose into Jacksonville, sure. I got to give them credit if they get the divisional round, even if their record was 8-9.
That's sound logic. I have nothing to argue with there.
Mike Tomlin, we learned, and I don't know why it took so long, we learned over the weekend that he doesn't have 2 years left on his contract. He only has one, and 2027 is a team option. And Adam Schefter's big scoop was that the Steelers needed to make a decision on that option by March 1st of 2027. And he said in this story, quote, there will be organizational meetings and decisions that occur, but not until after this season with a full body of work for all appropriate parties to review, including Tomlin. And so I thought going into this game, oh my God, there is the real possibility that this is Mike's final year here. Because if the Steelers fade and don't want to pick up that 2027 option, think the optics are bad, think that this has maybe run its course, how is Mike going to feel about being a lame duck at 2026? And he might at that point want to look to see what else is out there. So those are the kinds of thoughts that were running through my head watching that game. But now, barring some kind of collapse, they are going to pick up that option, even if they get beat in the playoffs. And the reason why I say that is because we know what the company motto is. We know what the Steelers' mandate is. They begin every season with the goal of winning the AFC North. And if they win the AFC North, then they're going to look at it as mission accomplished. Even if the Bills come in here and beat them in the first round by, say, 10 points or whatever it is. So I think Mike Tomlin locked up at least, maybe not 2 years guaranteed, because we'll see what happens after 2026, but outside of something that has nothing to do with football happening, I don't see any way he's not back here now, Chris. The only thing being if they somehow fall apart and lose to the Dolphins, Lions, Browns, and Ravens and somehow pull off the worst month in Steelers history where they do the opposite of unleash hell.
Why do you think that story leaked or Schefter got that scoop when he did and when it happened? Because I think that's the most curious part
of
all.
What is your theory on it? Do you have one? You asked it like you had a good answer. Now I'm curious to what you were thinking
about it.
It
just felt like to me...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With the national consensus being he's never looked this tired on the job. He personally, because they always have to frame it as Mike wanting to step aside.
And his ex-player saying maybe this is run its course.
It felt like a greasing of the skids by Schefter through them, that they know that this might be it for him after next year. And it felt like a way to start getting out ahead of that and almost priming the pump for it, man.
Yeah.
You didn't have that thought?
No,
that,
I kind of do now that you put it that way.
Because like I told you how
I felt. When I saw that, I'm like, oh my God, if they actually slip and trip all over themselves and blow this, he might not be back next year.
I almost think that the result yesterday is irrelevant to this. Maybe he'll be back now next year because they're not going to, it looks like, fumble this away and he won that game. But the larger point to me is independent of the result of that game, that they are just like slowly, in very much Steelers fashion, we're going to control the narrative here. We'll leak it out to Schefter. Because if it was Glazer, you would think it would be more the Mike side of things wanting that out.
Correct.
There. So it's the team leaking it to Schefter just to start getting everybody prepared for the idea that maybe this thing really does have like 1 year left and here comes a weird succession plan that we don't quite announce.
But they righted the ship yesterday.
I just don't think that the Schefter report almost had anything to do with the result of one game.
But if it comes down to making a decision on a year where the ball's in the Steelers' court, what are the factors that determine whether or not they want that option picked up? The team's performance, I think, would be paramount. And now the team is in position
What if they get smacked again? Just humor me. You said their modus operandi would be, hey, we won the division, we get in there and we lose, so be it.
Yep.
But what if it is like a division championship that feels a little hollow because you're 9-8, you scrape in there, you're looked at it, you know, they pay attention to what the media says. You're looked at as probably the weakest team in the AFC and maybe the whole field at large. And you get beat not in a non-competitive game by Buffalo, let's just use an example.
Yep.
at some point, maybe that plus the combination of the coach looks wearier than he has probably ever on the job and gave such a curious answer about the fire Tomlin chance, it just felt to me like it was about more than... It wasn't coincidental that they leaked it when they leaked it, and it had nothing just to do with, are they going to win this game, and then we're going to go from there. That's kind of a roundabout way to say I feel like the Steelers are trying to prep everyone for the idea that internally they think this might be the beginning of the end for him over the next, like, 18 months. That's how I view it.
So even with a win, you're telling me you still think it's possible they decline that option?
It's possible that he doesn't coach with this team beyond 2026 is what I'm trying to say. And that there might be a mutual parting of ways type of situation. Even if they pick up the option, they say, you know what, no, and we're going to figure out a way.
Okay, well, I think that's possible.
Like, I think they could pick up the option, and that wouldn't tell me a lot about how they really feel, other than they don't want him to look, for optics sake, like he's a lame duck coach.
But Chris,
I'm saying
if they let him know in January we're declining the option, I don't know if he coaches another game for the Steelers.
I agree with that. But I'm saying they might just say we want him for 2026 because we don't want the draft optics of we have a new coach, or there's like unrest surrounding our coach, and that's like the A1 story with us because he's so long tenured. I could see it being, we're going to pick up this option, but everybody kind of has a hush-hush sort of situation, you know, understanding of the situation here, that it might just be through 2026, and then the clean slate is
They'd still have to make a decision on his next contract.
Right. That's what I'm getting at here. I just felt like that was much more of a broad Steelers story and not a nitty-gritty, how is this game going to go?
I also think it's interesting that this last deal was even written with an option in there. Is that typically how it goes? I never remember in all the time we've been talking about Tomlin there being a situation where they mutually accepted, okay, like...
Now, perhaps somebody with the team could correct us on that if we are wrong and let us know that they usually run these as like 2-year deals with a third-year
option. Well, I'm sure
option.
If I tweeted something about it, we'd hear from their PR director in no time about something like that.
Especially
if it rankled Art.
Sharing the information is caring here, and that's why I'm asking for it.
Here's Paula.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.